Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get the latest from the Browns practice throughout the week right now on our YouTube channel. Daryl Ryder recaps each and every practice and game, and he features the best highlights from coaches and players during their media availabilities, and of course, all the on-the-field action as well. So subscribe to the 92.3 The Fan channel on YouTube. Do it right now. Get all the latest from Daryl Ryder on the Browns throughout the football season.
All right, Jeff, we're sitting around here, appropriate to be around the hot stove a little bit. We talked to...
Yeah, I could use a hot stove because it's frigid.
You are cold, man. You are bundled up.
Oh, this place is ridiculous.
Wow.
Well, it is.
HR, please.
It's an old building, and they've chopped it up like crazy for heating and cooling, and you can walk 20 feet and you're freezing, and you walk 10 feet and you're steaming.
This is what, the old men's department at Hallie's? Is that where we are?
I have no idea. I'm not getting involved in this meeting, though.
Where do you think we are right now?
I'll tell you where we are. We're in an ice box.
Ah, maybe this was the holding cell for shoplifters up here. That might have been where we are right now. Look at you. Oh, I made you laugh.
A holding cell for shoplifters.
I made you laugh just a little bit.
And with a glass window, everybody can look at you.
That's true. So they can taunt you while you're in there. Ah.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, Mr. Jingling, huh?
How are you dingling?
We talked to Paul Hoynes here for a moment, and obviously, congratulations. I know people are excited for him to be able to go to Cooperstown. So so many of us have read him like every day for the majority of our lives when it comes to Cleveland sports and when it comes to the Guardians / Indians in the past. So congratulations to him again. But we did bring up one notion that I think Guardians fans have their eyes on this offseason and perhaps throughout the season next year up until the trade deadline is Stephen Kwan and his future with the team. Jeff, you heard what Hoynesy had to say. I'm just curious, and we'll play that for you in a second. Hey, you know, let's see that. Let's play it. Here's what Hoynesy had to say.
I would think you could bet on him being the opening day left fielder for the Guardians right now. I mean, that's what I was told. But I think the clock is the ticking. You know, he's got a really, really good chance of being in the opening day lineup in 2026. You know, it's a hard comp to me. It's a hard guy to get a beat on because, you know, there's not a lot of guys like him. A leadoff hitter who makes contact, doesn't hit home runs, you know, gets on base. So, you know, is he the guy? Is he the perfect kind of do you put him in with the Dodgers? Do you put him with the Yankees? You know, the Dodgers have a Shohei hitting leadoff. So, you know, but – so with me, I think it's a hard kind of field to get to work a trade with.
But he did go on to say that you know, as you get closer to the trade deadline, now you're looking at trying to figure out where he could end up and how the Guardians would end up trading him, because It doesn't feel like the Jose Ramirez, the outline for a great future success with Jose Ramirez is going to follow suit with Stephen Kwan. And, Kwan would rather get the cash or head back to California than have a statue. I could respect that. So.
Then have a statue.
If Kwan stayed for less money, don't you think he'd be statue worthy?
No.
We'll see. I mean, if you can consistently hit the weight.
I want to put up a statue for anybody who's had a career here.
Oh, no. I want to put up a statue for
a statue.
I want to put up a... Well, he didn't finish his career, did he?
Well, because he went to the Yankees for a year.
No, that's
contract
enough.
Contract was up.
That's enough to stop your statue. Ask CeCe.
Ask Tommy.
CeCe was... Oh, yeah, I forgot about that, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah. Stop letting facts get in the way of the good story. How much longer is he with this team, Jeff?
Kwan?
Yeah.
He will not see the end of his contract.
Will he see...
Oh, end of his team control, I should say.
They're not going to let him walk for nothing. That's for sure.
I would think Hoynsey is correct. I think he's the starting left fielder at the beginning of this season, and then I'd be paying attention. If I'm the Guardians and I got a phone call now, and somebody offered me what I thought was a very good return, I mean I'm not trading him to trade him, but if somebody offered me a very good return, I would very much consider it. You know, I asked Hoynsey about the draft last year. And see, here's the thing. Kwan has two more years of team control.
Mm-hmm.
You just drafted, and I just double-checked it, in the first eight rounds of this draft, I didn't even have to go past eight rounds, they drafted seven position players in the first eight rounds. And there were some pitchers thrown in, too, because they had many picks. They drafted seven position players. One guy is named Luke Hill, and Luke's a third baseman. He's 6'1", 200 pounds. He's the little guy. Every one of the other guys that they drafted, six players, position players, who are at least 6'3" and at least 218 pounds. So in other words, they drafted some big boys who can hit. And will they be ready this year? Nope. Unlikely. Will they be ready the following year? Yep. One or two of them might. And three of them are right now outfielders. Others could be moved to the outfield. They're going to have replacements on the way. You have Chase DeLauder. You have George Valera. You have guys. My wonder about Kwan is this. Do we overvalue him in Cleveland? Because he happens to be the second best offensive player we have on a team that stinks offensively.
Okay.
I think we overvalue him here. And that said, I think he's a really good player.
I don't know, man. If we don't have him, especially for the beginning of the season,
yeah, because everybody
we're not
else
where
can't
we were.
Hit. Yeah, because everybody else can't hit.
Yeah, so
that's
why
he's
you...
overvalued here.
Yeah, I don't know that he is. I don't know that he's really good. I don't think he's overvalued. I like the fact knowing how much control they have left with him that they are going to ask for the moon if anybody wants him. We were talking in the break about the Dodgers. I'll talk more about that when we come back on the other side. But, you know, Hoynsey brought up the Dodgers, too, and what the Dodgers wanted during the regular season because they thought they would have a chance to get him at the trade deadline. Close. They were close. And, you know, is that still a dream for the Dodgers? It might be for him to be able to go to California as well. So talk a little bit more about that. We'll get into some NFL rapid fire. Andrew Siciliano also coming up at 1 o'clock. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.